Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend? Hey, Mudflap, did you stay till the very end? Is it a good movie, or does it suck? Just tell us if it's worth our bucks. Hey, Mudflap, would you recommend it to a friend?
Let me ask you a question, Chris. Would you be surprised if I told you that the Navy has credited you with over 160 kills? Do you ever think that you might have seen things or done some things over there that you wish you hadn't?
Oh, that's not me, no.
What's not you?
I don't tell you enough. I'm so proud of you. You're such a great father.
So you're not worried about what might happen?
I'm willing to meet my creator and answer for every shot that I took.
Today's movie is American Sniper, directed by Clint Eastwood and starring Bradley Cooper. It's a war movie. Need I say more? Yes, I do, because this is a great war movie. What's all the controversy about? I don't get it. Is it a bunch of people that just hate America and don't want to see a movie about an American hero? Because that's what this guy was. Chris Kyle was and is an American hero. I don't care what people think. You know, yes, he killed the enemy. That's what you do in a war. You kill the enemy. And in this movie, Clint Eastwood kills it. This is one of the best movies Clint Eastwood has made in years. It'll make you totally forget Jersey Boys. And Bradley Cooper does an amazing job. He looks the part. He's bulked up. He's got the accent right. I know I've heard people complaining about his Texas accent. I heard somebody coming out of the movie go, "I wish I could slap his accent coach." Well, hey, I am from Texas, and I think he nailed the accent. A lot of times I go to movies, and I'm annoyed by people trying to do a Texas accent. But Bradley Cooper never falters. He sticks to character, and he does it so well. The accent never sounded fake. Now, the baby in the movie looks a little fake. We've all heard this thing, that they used a fake baby in the movie. Yeah, for a split second, I thought, is that a fake baby? But what does it matter? It's a movie. And for those of you that don't know the story of Chris Kyle is the most lethal sniper in U.S. military history. He was a Navy SEAL sniper. He survived 4 tour of duties in Iraq. Saw a lot of heavy fighting. His pinpoint accuracy with a rifle got him the nickname Legend. Chris Kyle enlisted in the military right before 9/11. He served as cover for many missions, protecting thousands of soldiers. The troops felt better knowing that Kyle had their back. Kyle, the legend, had their back. Kyle got married and had several kids with his wife, played superbly by Sienna Miller. But he kept jumping back into the fight, the place he felt he belonged. Now, Chris felt his job was to save soldiers, which he continued to do even after he returned back stateside. Clint Eastwood, along with his longtime cinematographer, Tom Stern, is in total control as he guides us through Kyle's story, starting the movie with a very tense moment during the first tour and beautifully transitioning to flashbacks of his childhood years. We see what leads him to become a Navy SEAL. And we see a soldier so sure of his dedication to his country, but at the expense of his personal relationships with his wife and his kids. This film is solid. I mean solid. It's well directed. It's a war movie, but it's far more popular than the commercially successful films of 2014. And it's going to be definitely more successful than most of the other Best Picture nominees. And to me, American Sniper is Clint Eastwood's best effort since Gran Torino. I loved that movie. Some have called this movie Pentagon and military-industrial complex propaganda. I called it a modern-day Western. Clint loves Westerns. And what is every great Western? It's the good guy triumphs over the bad guy. That's this movie. Shane, come back, Shane. It's the good, the bad, and the Iraqi. Do I recommend this movie to a friend? Oh, hell yeah. Go see this movie. This is one of those movies you want to take your dad to. You and your daddy go see this movie and have a good time. Hell, take neighbors, take friends, take people you don't even know to see this movie. Matter of fact, take everybody except people that hate America or American heroes. Because, I don't know, they might not like it. I'm recommending it, though. It's American Sniper, and it's playing at a theater near you.